They say his father died when he was five. And his mother had to teach school and do the best she could to make a living for two boys.
That was your father.
That was my father.
And your father's mother is the one who taught you when you were four. I see. And I'm your mother's, well then, her husband died, so your father didn't get much education, right? He had to work.
He went to Memphis and took a business course. And he was smart in mathematics. You couldn't beat him. And he graduated in a business school. He went up there and took that. He worked his own way through. But, and when he was angry, he was a very pretty, highly educated man, but he did not have a college education, only a business course. Yeah. But he was as smart as any man that had a college education. But he would, when he was angry, he smiled. He just smiled, you know, and the people didn't know. They said, well, watch out for Dan Mitchell. I said, you can't tell whether he's angry or not. So he smiled. He's all the time smiling. But, you know, he had eight children. And one of those boys is in Lynchburg, Virginia now. He's 65. He was in the bank in Memphis. He executive vice president, and he, when he got 65, they gave him a Rolls Royce car, and he had to retire because that was their rule. But Lynchburg removed the rule because he was so good in stocks and bonds, and bonds particularly, and so he's going to work there till he's 70. And so he reared us. He had eight children, none of them a disgrace.
By no means. And did your mother have much formal education then, or?
She took a teacher's examination and passed. She could have taught school. They had rules that you could take teacher's examination. And my grandmother, Chandler, took teacher's examination too. I think she finished at that little teacher training school called the Institute at Oxford. They had it. It used to be a female institute there. I think Grandmother Chandler finished there.
And your mother, did she go to this institute or?
Yeah, she went a while, but and then she took a teacher's examination, but she married when she was about 18.
I see. So
I think she wasn't the 19 when I was born.
And your husband, did
he did not finish college, but he could beat anybody measuring land I ever saw in my life. He could survey anything.
Died when he was young, right?
When he was two.
Two. And so he didn't have a chance to go to school.
He was a baby boy and he was rotten. He spoiled. But he loved me and he always showed his affection.
He didn't have a chance to have much formal education then.
Well, he didn't have college education. He had high school education, and he learned how to survey with surveyors. He went with surveyors, you know.
Did he have high school here in Taylor?
Yeah, and he went around with people and learned how to survey. And, you know, George Washington surveyed too. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people back in that, old Abraham Lincoln, I think I got his picture down now. Old Abraham Lincoln studied the firelight, and there's Garfield, there's McKinley, and there's Lincoln, all the three that were shot.
Uh-huh.
See, I keep all those. I'm bookworm.
Well.
And you know what? My daughter-in-laws are not. They don't like books. And they'll say, look at the papers Miss Carr's got lying around, look at her books. I like to take a book and like this, and I like when I'm not